USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Ireland today holding meetings with the Irish Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister's done a fantastic job, and we've become friends over the last fairly short period of time, and great relationship to Ireland, I think as good as it's ever been, maybe better.
Earlier on Wednesday, President Trump joined Queen Elizabeth and British Prime Minister Theresa May to commemorate D-Day in England. Queen Elizabeth paid tribute to all those who took part in D-Day.
75 years ago, hundreds of thousands of young soldiers, sailors, and airmen left these shores in the cause of freedom.
Presidential candidate and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is taking his campaign against income inequality to the Walmart shareholders meeting.
Walmart can strike a blow against corporate greed and a grotesque level of income and wealth inequality.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Normandy, France, for tomorrow's 75th anniversary of D-Day.
We have over 60 members coming on the trip, so we have our own presence as the House of Representatives, and the senators will be there as well.
Despite assurances that the Senate will refuse to consider the matter, Democrats in the House continue to push legislation that will give citizenship to illegal aliens. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The bill lacks border security measures that the Trump administration has long demanded as part of any major immigration reform. Representative Debbie Lasko of Arizona says it's a crisis at the southern border, with an average 4,500 people apprehended a day.
At this rate, CBP will apprehend over 1.6 4 million people in just 1 year. That is more than the last recorded official population of the city of Phoenix.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Much of the health advice we receive today is misguided and based on old conventions rather than the latest research. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Harry Aufgang. He's author of a new book titled The Good Vices, and we discuss how some of these studies can contradict each other and just make it even more confusing for everyone out there.
What we discovered, surprisingly, while doing the book, was how many contradictory studies there were with almost anything. And we do caution people even to take the studies in this book with a grain of salt, because studies are just that, studies. And almost for every study, you can find a contradictory study. And that's across the board in general. And I was surprised to see how many studies are actually retracted over time. So, yes, there is that idea of that certain studies are not the highest quality. But even when they are of proper quality, and in the book we had a world-renowned statistician check the studies that we used. However, you might find a good study, and then 10 years later there's a different study. So basically what you want to do is take the highest level studies, look at them, which is what we did, and then come away with the idea that use some common sense. And what we found was that a lot of these vices are actually not only not unhealthy, they're actually healthy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.